break forth into joy. Sing together, ye waste places of Jerusalem, for the Father hath comforted his people. He hath redeemed Jerusalem. The Father hath made bare his holy arm in the eyes of all the nation, and all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of the Father. And the Father and I are one. And then shall be brought to pass that which is written: awake, awake again, and put on thy strength. O Zion, put on thy beautiful garments. O Jerusalem, the holy city, for henceforth there shall be no more. Come into thee, come the uncircumcised and the shake thyself from the dust. Arise, sit down, O Jerusalem. Loose thyself from the bands of thy neck, O captive daughter of Zion. For thus saith the Lord, ye have sold yourself for naught, and ye shall be redeemed without money. Verily, verily, I say unto you, my people shall know my name. Yea, in that day they shall know I am he that doth speak. And then shall they say, how beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that bringeth good tidings unto them, that publisheth peace, that bringeth good tidings unto them of good, that publisheth salvation, that saith unto Zion, thy God reigneth. And then shall a cry go forth, depart ye, depart ye, go ye out from thence, touch not that which is unclean. Go ye out of the midst of her, be ye clean that bear the vessels of the Lord, for ye shall not go out with haste, nor go out by flight. For the Lord will go before you, and the God of Israel shall be in your rearward. Behold, my servant shall deal prudently, he shall be exalted and extolled and be very high. As many as were astonished at thee, his visage was so marred, more than any man, and his form more than the sons of men. So shall he sprinkle many nations, the kings shall shut their mouths at him. For that which hath not been told them shall they see, and that which they have not heard shall they consider. Verily, verily, I say unto you, all these things shall surely come, even as the Father hath commanded me. Then shall this covenant, which the Father hath covenanted with his people, be fulfilled. Jerusalem be inhabited again.